Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome all to the Love Truth, Love Truth Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry. I'd like to welcome y'all to my show. Thank my listening audience, thank Blog Talk Radio and Facebook, as well as Twitter, for this platform. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hope y'all had a wonderful weekend. I had a wonderful weekend. Of course, I was in church yesterday, me and my mom. And we had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time at New Summit Baptist Church. I sat at Baltimore, Maryland. And you can catch them every Sunday at 7:15, 9:30, and 12 o'clock at 6020 Marion Drive. Or you can go to Facebook Live or go to newsummits.net and live stream it. But I'm Kim Williams. I love truth, and I'd like to come on and share what God means to me. And today we're talking about season, God's season. You know, all that's a part of wisdom. Recognizing knowledge that God is God, and that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. And those that acknowledge him, confess him as their Lord and Savior, have everlasting life. So let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne, give you thanks and praise for this glorious day in your name, Jesus Christ. We thank you, the author of our faith, beginning to end. We thank you for your kingdom that dwells inside us and around us. We thank you for your breath of air and your wisdom. We thank you for all your resources and truth as we tap into knowing more and more about you, the truth of who you are, and our vibration, and our sight, and the smells, and everything that we allowed to fill with our senses and beyond our senses, natural, supernatural, and spiritual. We thank you as we come today to join in fellowship time Blog Talk Radio on Christianity, the Love Truth Show. Just your daughter, Shane, my love for you, with those who would like to join me at this hour every Monday at 1. In your name, Jesus, always on this mind who's desire to be a close relationship to you, but draw closer and closer to you. For those who are always confessing, those who maybe haven't yet, but pray that they will learn more and more about you. And we pray any healing that they require. In your holy name, Jesus, we call it already done. Already done. So you say, ask, we shall receive, seek, we shall find, knock, we shall be open. So we know what we have require of, desire of. You say it's all in us, so it's already done. So we give you all the thanks and glory in your precious holy name, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Again, as we join in today, I must. In Psalms 119, 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's good news. That's just wonderful news for us. Awesome news for us. Who's on this line and those who we know who love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and spirit and mind. I'm going to go to talking about season. We have four seasons. You got summer, or you have winter, then you have springtime, summer, and fall. And it's just beautiful season, right? You have, you know, wintertime, it's a little chill. Summertime, get really hot. Springtime, just, oh, it's so wonderful. The autumn is in between. But God gave you four seasons, and you got four seasons in our own lives. We have, it can come in happy time, low time. We have life, and then you have death. And if we're in Jesus, we know you have eternal life. But life doesn't just, it's when we get to eternal life. God promised us life, life more abundantly on this earth. So it's a process. A lot of stuff we hear about, we see, and sometimes we deny it or don't believe all the different resources God has given us. We go into doubt more because we know we're dealing with the trickery of the enemy. Something be good and sometimes we want to be in bad. We have to see, and I pray and ask God if this is something we should participate in, whether it's something we put on our body, taking it in our body, or something we reading or studying or participating in, that it will edify us and be good for us and those around us. Before it can be good, then we got to make sure we do it for ourselves, too. Sometimes we leave ourselves out the picture. And we must always include ourselves in the picture because we're all part of the picture. So it's season. You know, our mama years ago used to say, you know, we pray for yourself, but almost like it's a selfish act. We pray for everybody else and whatever, it's going to automatically happen for you. But the truth is, matter. You have to pray for yourself. Yes, you pray for others, but if you don't pray for yourself, maybe nobody's praying for you. And so it's important to pray for yourself and pray for others. God taught us to pray for each other. But he didn't say not to pray for yourself. So pray for yourself. Believe that it's already done. Believe that whatever we request from God, he ever gave us the answer, and it's in us. It's around us. The kingdom of God. You know, we know God gave us ways to be healthy. And sometimes we go back and forth. We see things or we participate in things. We figure, well, it must be good because if the government giving it or we everybody eating it or everybody doing this, it must be good. Because the world is doing something doesn't mean it's good. The world don't believe there's a God. There's a lot of people in the world who believe there's a God. There's a lot of people in this world who believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life. But everybody doesn't. Everybody doesn't operate in love. And but we know love is powerful. So it's season, the preparation for season, the season of Thanksgiving, the season of gratitude. So we go into and go Ephesians 3:1-8. Until somebody said, when was she just said? I'm trying to come out so smooth, but I'm going to spell it for you. Ephesians. Ephesians. It's Ephesians. And that's chapter 3:1-8. For everything there is a season, a time for every matter, a time to be born. I'm going to do some real little bit. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stone, a time to gather stone together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to render, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace. What profit has he that work and that wherein he labor? I have seen the trial which God has given to the Son of Man to be exercised in it. He had made everything beautiful in his time. Also he had set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and do good in his life. Also that every man should eat and drink, enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whosoever, whatsoever God does, it should be forever. No thing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it that man should fear before him. That which had been is now, that which is to be has already been. And God requires that which is past. I'm just going to start there, chapter 3, verse 1 through 15. In our own eyes, we see the ups and downs, the ins and outs, a new beginning, a new fresh start. You know, springtime, we set a clock to go forward. So we set an hour and ahead of time. Usually before we go to bed, usually around the end of February, early March sometime, we set it forward. And then when fall comes, we set it back. So you have time to get up early in the morning when the sun is rising or whatever to start your day. It's a time, a season for all of us. So while we still have this life, we're in the season of life. We got breath going through our body to be grateful, to be thankful. Yes, in every waking hour, we never know what may happen. Well, we can rejoice and hopefully that this day, this hour, this second, we rejoicing in it. Of a birth of a new child, a child graduating from school. This is a season of graduations taking place. People are going to their junior and senior prom, going to the junior, going to the 11th, going to the 12th grade, and the 12th grade is going off, graduating from high school, going off to college. Some into the armed force, some into the workforce, some starting their own business. But something new is taking place. It's a new season. Somebody starting a new job, a new career, a new business. So many different things taking place. But everything is preparation. It's a season. And this is the season for the living. While we still have breath, while we still here, is to enjoy our life that God has given us. Now, we have to enjoy it as God has given us, not as the man has sometimes. Make everything, either they make everything good and everything is not good, it's actually sin they like to promote, or they say everything is sin and everything not sin is they things are actually good to come that God would like you to do. Enjoy your life. So as we listen and as we enjoy one another, just remember this is your season. What you do in your life is your life. You is your God gave you life. He made you in his image. And so you have to reflect that. We all have to reflect. That's something we all have to do. And we don't do it all the time. We don't. Majority, there is people out there who's on the mark. They pretty good with it. You see evidence in it. The way they treat people, how they love people, and they living for God. Sharing his good news. Not only sharing the gospel, but you see the fruit of them sharing the gospel. You see how they interact with people and the planet and the species in the planet. Love, peace, joy, patience. And so we are in the season of gratitude and thanksgiving. If the season doesn't end, even though they say it ends for a person who died, and if you're going through some kind of suffering in that moment, but you can also think about all the things God done is doing in your life. You know, right now I'm in a season where I'm here with my mom. Well, I'm always been with my mom. I'm the other six children, the one who's always been home, you know. I never moved out on my own, never thought about it. I thought about it, I won't say that. When I was a teenager, my father was living. I thought, you know, when I get a certain age, I'll be getting my own place, and my father went to be with the Lord. My idea, like, I'm going to be here with mom, and of course, hopefully be married and all the different stuff, but my idea is mom was always going to be part of my life, and I was always, we're always going to be living together, regardless of married or not married. So my mom is 91, and I'm here, and I'm grateful, and I'm thankful for the season to rejoice. And I was rejoicing in God, that God gave me my mom, who's 91, rejoicing, seeing her dance, and rejoicing, seeing her going to church, and, you know, go up and down these steps better than me. She's awesome, and I'm grateful for her life. I'm at the time of me and my sister, who up here, who's married, but she even took time out to come here to spend more time with her mom and she, her grandson, her daughter, and me to you know, the importance of being together, working together, making sure mom, who's 91, for that love, for that protection, and for, you know, people around her. So I'm saying, you have an elder person in your life, be close to your mom, your dad. It's important. Be there for them. This is the season. Enjoy them. Visit them as often as you can. You have to put it on a schedule. Because when it's said and done, when something go wrong, it's too late. Because you say, oh, I should have done this and that. This is the time for you to do it. Go and see your mother. Go and see your father. Forgive them if it's something you're mad about. Don't hold grudges. Or whatever it might be. Just ask God to give you strength to forgive and move on and spend that quality time. I can say whatever it may be because, you know, some people come from heartbreaking houses, you know. If you come from a parent who hurt you and I'm talking about rape you or something like that, that's a different story. But if your parents love you and they, maybe they speak against something that you think they shouldn't speak against and then you get mad and you hold on to it. No, no, no. Enjoy your mother. Enjoy your father. Enjoy your grandparents. Visit them. Enjoy time with them. Regardless what their covenant level happened to be, talk to them. Bring them to remembrance. Show them pictures of you and them together. Talk to the things in the past. Regardless they remember that, just help them along. And be respectful of how they may interpret things, how they may speak and can communicate this time in their life. Some people is real strong in communication. They live 100 years up. They live past 100 still, and they still have strong communication skills, strong memories, strong mental capacity. And some might not be as strong as it used to be. Some may be strong in one area and weak in another. Some are strong in all areas. They're healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually. But keep on pressing forward. Keep on being there for them, loving them, taking care of them, making sure you are being seen. Don't be so anxious to put somebody in a nursing home or care facility when you are able to take care of them. Let me get to see some changes in your household. Make a room, put a bedroom in. Take time to go over the house and stay there. And if you got a loved one, your spouse, if you're a spouse and maybe and you got a spouse and your spouse got a loved one who's elder and they want to be there for them, be loving and kind. Don't be negative and nasty. And I know I hear people, or maybe you see it on TV and they talk about, I don't want my mother-in-law there, my father-in-law there. I don't know if we got to take your money, put them in a home so fast. No, 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 no. Take care of your loved one. They took care of you to the best of their ability. I think about the song. Oh, what's her name? I can't remember if I can think of her name right now. God's the singer. She has this beautiful song out. But it's a tear-dropping song. And they talk about the mother living with, I think, the oldest son. Living with one of the sons. One of the sons staying in trouble all the time. So he ain't out of jail. And he's always not doing right. But one son, the mother was living with the son and his wife. And their power was doing pretty good. And he was a lawyer or whatever he was. Type position, whatever profession he was in, but the wife didn't want him there anymore. Wanted you put her away. And he just went with it, like, okay, if my wife wanted to do, but that's your mama, that's not her mother, because I'm sure that was her mother. She got a terrible danger of her mother, going to want her mother to be with her. and people can't be selfish. But the son get ready to take the mother to this nursing home, this facility, and came across the other son. And the other son took him in. The son who wasn't doing right at first, trying to get his life together, and took his mother in. And said, no, I'm taking mine. So you never know who's going to take you in, who's going to be there for you. But it's the season. Look out for your mom. Look out for your dad. And if you got an aunt that you take care of and you with all the time, some people got distant aunts and uncles. But if you're an aunt and uncle, but you live with them and you stay with them, and you see them pretty much all the time, then look out for them. Because you in their life. You're not a distant niece and nephew. So I will say that to you, or your sister or brother, be there the best of your ability, especially for your mom and your dad. This is the season. God sees everything you do, and we talk about that. Don't get caught up in the world, but they did. Some place in the world, people take care of their elders. They don't put them out the pasture. They take care of their loved ones. They take care of everyone. You hear in the Bible, when a woman come a widow, somebody take that mother in, that person in, so they won't be alone. I won't say marry the, somebody marry the person. That's kind of awkward to me. I know they made it in the Bible time, but the person should feel home. It shouldn't be no longer. Married, so I'm not gonna be not gonna be there for you. You're no longer the person in my family, no longer living, so I'm not gonna be there for you. No, it's like I have a problem with people when they get divorced from somebody. Okay, unless it was a nasty divorce and it was nasty relationship throughout the relationship, but if y'all got along because the couple decided they no longer can be married, what they have to do with the rest of the family? What have you to do with you? You were the part of the family. You're still part of the family. Because you divorced that person, that you just go off and no more communication, especially when you have children involved. I just think it's so weird. How can you love this person, but you no longer is in their life? It may be kind of awkward because y'all make it awkward, but it doesn't have to be that way. So it's a season of giving, a season of love, a season of peace. Because when you're no longer alive, well, you cross over. Only those who cross over know what's going on. But us here in the living, we have to rejoice to the best of our ability. We all do it in a different manner. But I was saying, make sure you laugh during the course of the day. And sometimes, you know, it's so much people saying you got to do this and got to do that. No, what did God say? God gave you life like more abundantly. God didn't say you had to work a 9-to-5, work till you drop. He didn't say that. I know Genesis said man will work, but he didn't say you had to work a 9-to-5. You had to work and take orders from somebody and don't have no say, don't have no peace, don't have no time. And that's also the Old Testament. Jesus said, okay, he came and gave you life. Life back more abundantly. So make sure even as you live life, live it well to the best of your ability. You can say, yeah, you accomplished it. You went after whatever it is you were interested in going after, regardless of age. If you want to be a writer, go ahead and write your book. Don't worry about, okay, who going to read it. You got to plan on who your audience is going to be, but far as who hand is going to get that book into, or maybe a designer, who's going to wear my outfit, just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and write your book. Go ahead and make that outfit, crochet whatever, sew whatever, paint whatever, whatever creative process you have. Go ahead and do it. Then the rest of it when it comes. Then you work on the other part when it's time. But go ahead, at least you can say, well, I started on my book, I'm working on it. And when it finished, then you worry about getting a publisher and whatever else you need to go with it. But at least you know you got started. That's something we all must do. Because life's too short. We look around and like, gosh, that day, that's going. You think about someone on a movie set. They do so many movies. You know, the person might have wrote the screenplay, wrote, you know, the script up, and then they got the production on the way, and they got one movie in the black bus, and they work on the next one, and the next one. They may have 3 or 4 movies came out for one writer and a producer, a director. He on 5 different products and draw for different products, different things that he offers. So, you know, I've been thinking on the course of the day, what did you accomplish on the course of a day? What did we accomplish? Outside, just getting up, taking a shower, bath, taking a deep breath. Did we accomplish anything? It doesn't mean you have to leave at the house and do whatever. What did we accomplish during the course of the day? Give me a second. Yeah, so, I had to get the door real quick. The maintenance man was here. He got some, you know, like a little beehive. Get them, get that. Anyway, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Season. That's the topic we're talking about right now. The season. Oh, being able to trigger loved one. Taking care of them. A season. Your children going off to college or graduate from high school. Going to next grade. Going maybe from elementary, going from next grade to next grade. Rejoice in it. Rejoice. Be thankful for the children God has given you. Be grateful for the mother and father God has given you, aunts, uncles, and cousins, family members, friends, acquaintances, church members, the job that you have. You know, be grateful. This is the season you're in. Regardless, you're paying a book on that job for 40 years, or 2 years, 6 months. At that moment, you apply for the job, to be grateful and thank you. Go ahead and do your job. But I will say, whatever job, if you can, when the opportunity allows you to share the good news, let your light shine. Don't put any for bushel. Because somebody said, this isn't the time or place. And when will be the time or place? When you're home, you got people got a problem with it. You're in church, people think only when the preacher talking, only when it should be, you know, you should share the good news. Anywhere you go, let your light shine. Not to say you had to walk up to somebody and say, do you know Jesus? But let your light shine. Let the people be drawn to you. That's what I'm working on. I'm praying in my heart desire. And I believe God wants us to, of course, seek him and live for him. To just people be naturally drawn to me so I can now she get in a conversation about the goodness of the Lord, so it won't be like I'm forcing myself or forcing the message on anybody. They will come out gentle, beautiful, and they will hear from him through me because we are creating his image. So thank y'all for joining me today. The topic continue will be on seasons and different things talking about it. Again, today, we're dealing with Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1-8. That won't be the only time we deal with that. But, however, enjoy this day. What is it you would like to accomplish today? So as you hang up, take a deep breath. We're going to have a half an hour on Monday from 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And every Tuesday morning, I have 15 minutes at 7 o'clock. I do prayer for children, students. And that's still Blog Talk Radio, Underneath Christianity, The Truth Show, The Real Truth. And as you might say, Realm 645. Anyway, this is the host, Kim Realm. This is the Lord's made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Like again, I say, take a deep breath. If it needs to go. Make that phone call. Maybe you had Mother's Day coming up this week, this Sunday before I go off. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Well, Tamar from one of the sisters and sister just gave birth to a baby girl. So congratulations to them. And with that in mind, I'd like to say to all the brand new mothers and mothers who just gave birth, whether you're a brand new mother, second time, or third time, God bless y'all. Happy pregnancy, happy birth, and all the children in the world, be grateful and thankful for your mother. She gave you birth. She she didn't decide, oh, I think I'd go and abort you. No, she gave birth to you. Some were raised by your parent or raised by a loved one. Some, unfortunately, lost your mother at birth or lost your mother, God be with you. Some mother gave you up for adoption for whatever reason. She didn't think she can take you home and pray you would grow up in a loving home. But I would say, for those of y'all can say, be grateful, be thankful. Call your mother. Call your aunts and uncles up. Let them know how much you love them. Mother's Day is Monday. It's this Sunday, but you don't have to wait till Sunday. We have to speak to your mom as well. It's Happy Mother's Day. Or Happy Uncle Mom, you know. I'll tell my nieces and nephews. Like, you know, you set them call me every day, but then I say a week, then I say a month. Well, I said, well, can you just call me once in a while? I just call to say I love you. That's a beautiful song. You know, that's the song that Stevie Wonder sang. But the whole idea, well, his got more stuff too, but I'm just saying that particular lyric, a verse in his lyric. Just call your sister, your brother, your niece or nephew, your friend, your acquaintance, somebody you hadn't spoken to in a while, who number you have, who you're friends with or family member to. If you can, just chat out. Keep them in prayer. Lift your family up in prayer. Do something different. So tomorrow, when we look at saying 10 years from now, you can reflect back. Well, what did I accomplish? What did you accomplish in your life? It's your life. You don't have to be like somebody else. You. But you can say, what did you accomplish for yourself in your lifetime? What did you go after that you was interested in going after? Everybody interested in being a basketball star or a rock star. Yours might be, I want to do something different with my child, something different with my mother and father, something creative in my house. Maybe I want to take an art class. Maybe whatever it might be. But y'all have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. I'm signing off. Ken Williams, I love truth, love truth, church. Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.